Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Tony Parker, and I want to welcome you to the EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques and Law of Attraction Workshop for Manifesting Happiness, Abundance, Business, and Personal Success. As people trickle in, what we're going to do is do various warm-up exercises. And one of our first basic warm-up exercise is the EFT gratitude tap. Okay. And what that is where each one of us is invited to check in and share something that we're grateful for. And then each one of us in turn, like I said, we all tap together as a group. So who'd like to check in, say hi, and share something you're grateful for? Person in here tonight. Okay, we got some more people. Guys, we're doing the EFT gratitude tap, and I'm just inviting whoever would like to check in and share one aspect of their lives or a person or an event or something you're grateful for that we all tap on together.
Hey, Tony, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim. Good evening. Nice to hear your voice. Go ahead, please.
I'm grateful for my best friend who's there for me and helping me study.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all start tapping the top of the head, and we say those two magic words. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's tap on our eyebrows. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you. Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And I'll release. Okay. Who else would like to check in and say hi and share something they're grateful for? We can all tap on together.
Hi, it's Christina. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. Nice to hear your voice. Welcome aboard, Christina. Go ahead, please.
I am so glad to be this isn't my gratitude, but I will say I'm thankful to be over this cold that I had a few weeks ago. I'm thankful, though, my thing I want to tap on, I'm so grateful for a wonderful, ecstatic dance community that lets even a blind lady get out and dance. And they say that they enjoy dancing with me. I can't fathom that, but I'm loving it.
Beautiful. Okay, let's start tapping at top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath.
Tony, is there a way that you can mute me? Is there a way that I could be muted so I can, if there's household noises or what have you?
Okay, I'll do it right now.
Thanks.
Okay. I think there's probably one of the number, star zero or star something. I just tried to mute you. I don't know what happened.
It won't let me do it either.
That's weird. Okay, when you hit star, like I said, I'm learning how to use this blog talk. We may be moving to something else anyway, but I'm learning how to use it. And I think, like I said, I don't know how, I don't want to kick you off. Let me see, mute. Oh, are you mute now? Yes, you are. Okay, good. I muted. I figured it out. Okay, good. All righty. Of course, the question is, if you want to unmute, I guess there's a chat window. And if you know where to type, you can type in and say, unmute me, or there's some way to raise your hand. Okay, so let's just start tapping. Okay, I'm grateful that my cat disappeared yesterday afternoon. Well, actually didn't disappear. I was cleaning the house and he snuck out the door and then ran off. You know what they do. Anyway, when I came back home, I noticed he was gone. And then, of course, I went out in the dark and went looking for him. I couldn't find him. And I put a little dish of food out. And, of course, that brought him back. Anyway, so I'm grateful my cat is back and he's all snuggly and nice and he's warm and he's safe and everything's okay. So top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. So there we go. That's the gratitude tap in the general sense. Anybody else want to check in? Say hi. Share something you're grateful for? All righty. Well, I guess that's that. All righty. So now let's move along to what we call the cash and prizes version of the gratitude tap. Okay. And that's where each one of us is invited to check in and share a source of abundance. Now, this can be an employer, a client, a customer, some kind of, again, anybody who's been a source of abundance to us. That can also be family and friends who've given us something, or it can be a government agency, or it can be a client or a customer or an employer. So who'd like to check in and share somebody or something they're grateful for?
I'm grateful for the Lincoln Fund.
Excellent. Let's start tapping the top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Now, for anybody who's just come in, we're doing the cash and prizes version of the gratitude tap, where we're raising up and acknowledging sources of abundance, sources of income. This can be a job, this can be a client, customer, collector, this can be a government agency, this can be family or friends. Anybody's either paid us or given us abundance, money, that we'd like to acknowledge. Who'd like to check in, please? Okay, very good. Top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, karate chop, thank you. Take a deep breath.
Thank you.
And now release. Excellent. Very good. Okay. And now let's go to see here. Anybody else? Unfortunately, there's no way for anybody to raise their hand. This is I'm learning the limitations of this system. And for some reason, it's not working. Okay. All right. So anyway, all righty. So now we're going to do what I call the love tap, where each one of us is invited to check in and share a source of love in our past. It can be anything from a high school sweetheart to a spouse or anybody we've had a relationship with where we actually did experience love and loved in return, and we're loved and beloved, okay? And if you want to keep it anonymous, use initials. And then we do the thank you on it. So who'd like to check in with a source of love?
I'd like to check in with CG.
Okay, top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Anybody else want to check in with a source of love? We all do. We're doing the love tap version of the gratitude tap. Who'd like to check in?
Patty.
Okay. I guess there was somebody. I think I heard Cass, and then there was somebody else. Cass, go ahead.
Okay. I love my son, and I'm really grateful for him, even though we're having some challenges.
Top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, and who is the other person who came in kind of under Cass? Go ahead.
CM.
Okay, top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, so that's our cash and prizes version of the love tap version of the gratitude tap. And again, you know, like I said, it's nice to look at the kind of three areas of our life, kind of a general gratitude, then the financial side, and then, of course, the love side. All areas, if you do the gratitude tap, you're activating law of attraction in those areas, okay? All right, so now the next tap, the part of our warm-up series, is Ho'oponopono. And again, it's a great exercise. It's a traditional native Hawaiian, I guess, practice or meditation or mantra or chant. And it's, it's been though it's a traditional practice, it's sort of been rediscovered by the self-help community. And there's a lot of discussion and a lot of YouTubes about it. There's a lot of information out there about it. So Simon says, let's just start tapping. We're going to do it in English. In English, it's very simple and very easy. Start tapping the top of the head. And Simon says, just repeat after me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Eyebrow, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Side of the eye, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Under the eye, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, I love you.
I love you.
Collarbone, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the arm, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Karate chop, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Top of the head, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, I love you.
I love you.
Under the eye. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the nose, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Under the mouth, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Follow the bone, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate Chop, I love you.
I love you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay. So that's Ho'oponopono. And now we're going to start moving into the money part of our, Law of Attraction workshop with the EFT and Law of Attraction money thermostat, which is a great exercise, okay? And it really is a very powerful aspect of the whole business of Law of Attraction. And especially, this aspect where we kind of have this set point of a level of abundance that we're comfortable with. We sort of establish a comfort zone, would you believe, where we're, we feel either we're habituated or we feel comfortable at a certain level of abundance. And it's been proven that we kind of maintain the same level of abundance to within about $500 a year. That's about $1.40 a day. And that's pretty interesting. Now, that's okay if you're meeting your needs, you're taking care of your needs, you're not in deprivation, you're able to do what you like to do, etc. On the other hand, if you're not, and you're not taking care of your needs, and you're in deprivation, then maybe it's time to winch up the money, dial it up a little bit, okay? And so this exercise is really, that's the whole purpose of this exercise. But what we do is we get a piece of paper and you write down the amount of money you made last year. Now, it doesn't have to be CPA, tax accountant perfect, but the more accurate you can be, the better. So the amount of money you made in the last 12 months, okay, and immediately underneath that, double that amount. Now, you want to go down a few more lines, write down the amount of money you made last month, and immediately underneath that, double that amount. Go down a few more lines, the amount of money you made last week, and immediately underneath that, double it. And then go down pretty much to the bottom of the page, amount of money you made yesterday, and underneath that, twice that amount. Now, obviously, most people don't keep daily records of their income, but you can kind of guesstimate it just kind of arithmetically dividing, whatever level, whichever way you receive your income, whether it's weekly or monthly or biweekly or whatever, just do the math, okay, and kind of guesstimate it. And again, we use the basic EFT recipe of kind of the choices method, which is Pat Carrington's old system. It's EFT, who was one of Gary's students. And it basically, it would go, even though I made $500 last week, I choose to make $1,000 this week. I deeply, completely love and accept myself. And then you just do the choices. When you're working on your own or working with a practitioner or a coach, you want to use the exact numbers. Now, since we're working as a group and we're kind of running out of time, time is limited, we're going to last week, okay? And we're not going to do all four time frames. However, it is very beneficial to do the EFT money thermostat on all four time frames. It's very beneficial because we have different relationships with time and money for different time frames. Okay, so let's start rubbing the sore spot or tapping on the karate chop and just repeat after me, okay? Even though I made what I made last week, I choose to make twice what I made last week, this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week, this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last week.
So even though I made what I made last week.
I set a firm intention to make twice what I made last week, this week.
To
can make twice. Made last week, this week.
Fully and completely. Love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To make twice what I made last week, this week. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Very good. Excellent. Okay, so let's go top of the head. We'll do choices. I choose to make twice what I made last week, this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week, this week.
I deserve to make twice what I made last week, this week. I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week, this week. I am willing to make twice what I made last week, this week. Is it safe for me to make twice what I made last week, this week? Under the mouth, I have the power to make twice what I made last week, this week. I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last week, this week. Under the arm, it's easy for me to make twice what I made last week, this week. Okay, karate chop. So even though I made what I made last week. Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To make twice what I made last week, this week. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And I'll release. Okay, so that's the money thermostat. It's a great exercise. It's part of our warm-up series. Again, with anything to do with EFT, Gary Craig used to say frequency, repetition, and specificity. If you're doing it on your own or with a coach or a practitioner, definitely use the real numbers, okay? And like I said, the more frequently you do it, the better results you're going to see. Okay, so now it's check-in time, where you guys are all invited to check in over the week's last actions. And again, the topic tonight is EFT and Law of Attraction to Manifest Happiness, Abundance, Business, and Personal Success. Who would like to check in, please? Go ahead.
I'd like to check in, Tony. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How you doing? Welcome aboard.
Yes. Thank you. Two things. I have some wonderful friends who brought me some wonderful food this weekend. And so it's kind of the abundance of friendship. And I'm learning the GPS in my car, which I had worked on about a month ago, tapping with you on a Sunday night. So I'm feeling really excited about that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing, and I hope your cold gets better. I've had a cough for literally 4 months. Because they intubated me in my operation and they damaged my esophagus, and I've been coughing. It's always like a spastic cough, but it's. I hope you feel better. Yeah, it's awful.
Thank you.
Hope you feel
better soon. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody else want to check in and say hi? Go ahead, Kim. Welcome aboard. Nice to hear your voice.
Hi. Thanks.
So I've been making progress, but also kind of going a little crazy with it because I'm simultaneously studying for an exam for tomorrow for class, but also, you know, trying to study for the licensing exam. And I've been making some progress. It's kind of crunch time right now because it's maybe a little bit more than a week away. So I'm just trying to, you know, stay level-headed and not get anxious and just, you know, study and try to retain as much as possible.
Okay, excellent. All righty. By the way, I meant to ask, also mention anything specifically you want to tap on tonight. Is there something you want to tap on tonight?
Probably it could be anxiety in general, but I guess for me, it's just that test-taking anxiety.
Okay, excellent. That's definitely a serious issue. And as I said, when I worked with the kids at SUNY New Paltz, they there were major increases in their scores when we did the tapping before the exam, which is kind of interesting. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else want to check in? Christina, do you want to check in?
Yeah, I can do that.
I've just unmuted you, so go ahead.
Yeah,
cause there's no way to raise your hand on this system, so.
I know, it's kind of weird, but that's okay.
We may be changing systems, but go ahead, Christina.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm trying to keep it to the topic here. I got a good bit of money for my birthday, and I'm working on paying off a credit card, but you know, I'm not like stressing out about it so much, I guess. And I'm just kind of here to borrow benefits, I guess. I don't know if I really have anything money related to tap on, but I just wanted to come here to support you because I'm so glad you're doing this again. The month where there was no 7 o'clock Pacific tapping circle were kind of lonely and empty, and I am so glad that you're back, Tony.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm back, too. Anyway, God bless. Thank you. Okay, excellent. Thanks for sharing. Do you want me to put you back on mute?
Yeah, that would be great. We've got five people in this house, so there's bound to be some sort of noise going on.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard anything, so you're okay right now.
Good to know.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to check in?
Hi, it's Cass.
Hi, Cass. Welcome aboard. Go ahead.
Thank you. I haven't been to the meetings for a while. I was having a hard time figuring out how to. I know it's easy to get on, so I just have not been able to do it. But so I don't have anything I've been working on. However, I've been working on my own integrity, and what it did was it pissed off a whole bunch of people and thrashed. So I'm going to tap about, you know, it's okay that I have integrity and things are going to get back to balance soon. And I'm really grateful to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. Excellent. Okay, so let's do some tapping. I guess the most immediate thing that I think we got was Kim's thing on anxiety, fear and anxiety. And I think there's financial fear and anxiety, and there's also, of course, fear of anxiety about a lot of other things. Okay.
Yeah, driving.
Okay.
Driving to Connecticut.
There we go. So everybody's, let's all check in with something that we have a fear or an anxiety about. So Linda checked in about the fear and anxiety about driving. I guess Kim, it was about exams and tests, right? Is that correct, Kim? She's still there? Well, I guess she dropped. Okay. Is there any, let's see. Christina, do you have a fear or an anxiety, any specific fear, financial fear or other?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I never know. Oh, fear or anxiety. Yeah, you know, it's too early for the talk about the holidays, but the stores don't seem to think so. But yeah, I'm starting to, you know, get some general anxiety of, oh God, it's the holidays, I might have to see my family, blah blah blah. So I can do the fear and anxiety thing pretty well with you guys.
Okay. All righty. So now let's all just check in with the fear and anxiety. We'll do the kind of one size fits all. Okay. So first thing will be, we'll just rub sore spot and just repeat after me. And you guys fill in the blanks. Even though I have this fear and anxiety about, go ahead.
Even though I have this fear and anxiety about saying no to my family.
Okay. And I feel it in my?
Feel it in my tummy.
Feel it in my
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, so even though I have this fear and anxiety about, and I feel it in my...
Even though I have this fear and anxiety about saying no to my family, I feel it in my stomach.
Okay, and my number is?
My number is 10.
Okay. I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love and accept and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, so even though I've got this fear and anxiety about, and I feel it in my...
Even though I have this fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut, and I feel it in my chest.
Okay, very good, excellent. I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All fear and anxiety about in my, fill in the blanks.
All fear and anxiety about taking care of my own obligations.
Okay. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's go top of the head. All fear and anxiety about in my... And fill in the blanks.
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay, very good. Eyebrow, all fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay, side of the eye, all fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Under the eye, all fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Under the nose, all fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Very good. Under the mouth, all fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay. Collarbone, all fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Under the arm, all fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Very good. Karate chop. So even though I have this fear and anxiety about in my?
Even though I have this fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All fear and anxiety about in my?
All fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Very good. Okay, so now let's go top of the head. Letting go of all fear and anxiety about in my...
Letting go of all fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Very good. Eyebrow, letting go.
Letting go.
Side of the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Karate chop, letting go of all fear and anxiety about in my...
Letting go of all fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. Okay. And release. All right. How's everybody feeling? Linda, how are you feeling?
Pretty cool. Very cool.
Okay. Excellent. And Christina or Cass, how are you guys?
Doing okay. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Well, I mean, you know, again, the old story is if the number, check in with your number. If the number's, you know, if it's a 2 or 3, you know, maybe you want to give it a second round, you know, rinse and repeat, as they say.
My number is 8, actually. I'm surviving it. It's pretty intense, so.
Okay, so we'll give it a second round. Okay. All right. So let's just rub your sore spot and just repeat after me. Even though been some progress.
Even though there's been some progress.
I started at, say the number, I started at.
Started at 10.
Okay, and I'm now at, number at, you're at now.
Down to 8.
2.
Okay. There's still some remaining fear and anxiety in my.
There's still some remaining fear and anxiety in my family.
My tummy.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
Even though my family's remaining fear and anxiety about me, both sorts of atrocities in Connecticut in my chest.
Okay. I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Okay, one more time. Even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety about in my. Okay. I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
Okay. All remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. Let's go top of the head. All remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
Connecticut.
Very good. Excellent. Eyebrow. All remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay. Side of the eye. All remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay. Under the eye. All remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut.
Under the nose, all remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Under the mouth, all remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay, collarbone. All remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Under the arm, all remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay, God bless you. Karate chop. So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
Even though fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay. All right, let's go top of the head. Letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
Okay, eyebrow, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Side of the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting,
letting go.
Go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Karate chop, letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety about in my.
Letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety about driving to Connecticut in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and
completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, guys, if you want to check in with your number, what you're feeling now, what's your number, level of intensity, go ahead, please.
One.
Okay, good. That was Linda, and then I guess it was that Christina, one?
No, but Jinx, you owe each other a Coke.
Okay.
Cass
is one. How are you?
Okay, four. Good. I'm at a four.
Rinse and repeat, okay?
Yes, for
sure.
So
you get it down to zero, but it does work. Okay, now we're going to move along because we're kind of limited with our time here tonight. I guess we'll move along to positive movie or the mind movie technique, which is where we, you know, if we're talking about a vision or an action or a goal that we wish to accomplish or manifest, okay, and it's often, it can be a short-term goal, it can be a goal for the next 24 hours, a goal for the next, whatever, 72 hours, a week, what have you. It's your vision, your movie, okay? And what I would do is, what we do is I would write it down, okay? Kind of like a little shopping list. Now, when you go to the $3,000 Law of Attraction weekends, you know, they give you a lot of old magazines and some paste and some scissors, and you make a kind of a collage, a vision board, okay? Or they call it lots of different names. But I personally, I just make a shopping list or a laundry list, you know, same thing. And then that's like my movie script, okay, my movie outline, my movie storyboard. Because really, the idea is to get that movie in my mind's eye, in my picture, pictured in my inner eye, as it were. My inner, you know, that's where the movie's really going to do the power, have the power. So what we're going to do is, and again, you want to include, if there's a deadline, okay, if there's a day or a date or a time that's supposed to occur, if there's dollars and cents, if there's other people involved, you want to have, you know, that too. Also, if there's a kind of a moral or spiritual or ethical value or criteria that you wish to honor, okay. And then, of course, also how you want to feel, how you really want to feel when you accomplish or manifest this outcome or this goal or this vision, okay? So let's all rub our sore spot, and now let's run our success movies. And when you're done, say stop, okay? Go ahead, please. Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Excellent. Okay. So now what we're going to do is, again, still rubbing, you're rubbing your sore spot or tapping on your karate chop. Simon says, just repeat after me. Even though I have this success movie.
Even though I have this success movie.
I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Okay, in the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I have the success movie.
Even though I have the success movie.
I choose to allow the universe.
I choose to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
To manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Okay, so one more time. Even though I have this success movie.
Even though I have this success movie.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. Okay. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely myself anyway.
Okay, very good. Top of the head. Now we're going to go for the reminder phrase. I choose to allow the universe.
I choose to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
Manifest this movie in my life.
Eyebrow. I deserve to allow the universe.
I deserve to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
Manifest this movie in my life.
Side of the eye. I give myself permission to allow the universe.
I give myself permission to allow the universe.
Okay. To manifest this movie in my life.
Manifest this movie in my life.
Okay. Under the eye. I am willing to allow the universe.
I'm willing to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
To manifest this movie in my life.
Under the nose, it's safe for me to allow the universe.
It's safe for me to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
Manifest this movie in my life.
Under the mouth, I have the power to allow the universe.
I have the power to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
Manifest this movie in my life.
Collarbone. I like the way it feels when I allow the universe.
I like the way it feels when I allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
To manifest this movie in my life.
Under the arm. It's easy for me to allow the universe.
It's easy for me to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
Manifest this movie in my life.
Very good. Excellent. Karate chop. So even though I have this success movie.
Even though I have the success movie.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Very good. Excellent. In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Very good. Excellent. Take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Very cool. Excellent. Very good. Okay, guys. Well, we're kind of winding up now. It's been a great workshop. We did some our basic warm-up exercises. We did the gratitude tap. We did cash and prizes. Did the love tap, Ho'oponopono. We did the money thermostat. We did a lot of tapping on fear and anxiety. And now, and then we did the positive movie, you know, the success movie, the mind movie. And now we're going to wind up with the abundance tap, okay? And now either rubbing your sore spot or tapping on your karate chop, just repeat after me. Even though I have been allowing the universe.
Even though I have been allowing the universe.
To manifest some abundance in my life.
To manifest some abundance into my life.
I choose to allow the universe.
I choose to allow the universe
to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To manifest even more abundance into my life.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I have been allowing the universe.
Even though I have been allowing the universe.
I said to manifest some abundance in my life.
To manifest some abundance into my life.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance into my life.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So we're going to tap on the karate chop. Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest, go top of the head, to allow the universe to manifest even more abundance into my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
Very good. Eyebrow, even more abundance of love.
More abundance of love.
Sadhya, even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Anya, even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
Anya, even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Anya, even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Under the arm, even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. So today, right now, I set a firm intention.
So today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance into my life.
Eyebrow, even more abundance of love.
Even more abundance of love.
Side of the eye, even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Under the eye, even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
Under the nose, even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Under the mouth, even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Under the arm. Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And I'll release. Okay, guys. I love you all. It's a wrap. I love you all so much. I love it when working with you guys. And I want to wish you all a happy, abundant, healthy, positive, prosperous, successful, love-filled week. And, keep in touch. Let me know what's going on. And, of course, on Thursday in Woodstock at the Family of Woodstock, 7:30, we have our own face-to-face little EFT workshop. So, guys, I love you all. Have a wonderful evening. Beautiful week.
Thank you.
Ciao. Huggy face.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.